Now we come to a very interesting section here. In verse 16, he says, "A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father." Now, what did he mean? Well, he meant this. He would be arrested. They'd be scattered like sheep. He'd be separated from them. He would be crucified, be buried, but the third day he would come back, and in a little while they would see him. He'd be absent a little while. They wouldn't see him. Then they would see him. Now, that has a fuller, richer, deeper meaning for us today. Now, verse 18. "They said, therefore, what is this that he saith, a little while? We cannot tell what he saith." They did not know exactly what he meant. Now, Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, "Do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, a little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me? Verily, I say unto you that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. And ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy." Now, this is the picture, and this is always the steps. The little while was for them the 3 days. But there's to come another little while. He ascended back into heaven. And he says, "I'll not leave you comfortless. I'm coming unto you in the person of the Holy Spirit. I'll not leave you orphans. I'll be with you through the Spirit of God. And he'll take the things of mine and make them real to you." That's where you and I live today. The little while has been 1,900 years. But during those 1,900 years, multitudes have come to him. And they've come to know him. The Spirit of God's made him real to them. And they're looking forward. And they've gone through sorrow. They've known what it is to be hated, to be ridiculed, to be maligned in this world. And that's his method. He brings us through that. And joy is coming. Our sorrow shall be turned into joy. And I do not know who you are, where you are, but right now, wherever you are, friends, if you're his child and you're in sorrow and there are tears in your eyes, you got a broken heart, joy cometh in the morning. He's going to bring joy into your life. What a prospect. And the figure of speech he uses is this: "A woman, when she's in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she's delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world." And I think one of the things that when we get in his presence someday, that we're going to look back on this life, and if we have any regrets, the regrets are going to be, "My, why didn't we do more for him? Why didn't we suffer more for him? Why didn't we stand for him?" That's going to be our regret. Now notice what he says here: "And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I'll see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you." That's the day that's coming. And now he says this: "And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you." This again, this is the third time, praying in the name of Christ. What does it mean? We've already seen it means to abide in him. It means to obey him. My friends, this idea today, you can just run in and tag on in Jesus' name, and he's going to give you exactly what you asked for. That's not what he's talking about. Now, will you notice? He says here, "Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." Now, they had never prayed to the Father in Jesus' name. And you and I today are to pray to God the Father in Jesus' name. Now, somebody says, "Just can't you pray to Jesus?" Yes, I think you can if you want to. But why do you rob yourself of an intercessor? He's up there for you. Pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, because he's up there praying for you. That's the reason that we should pray this way. Now he says, "And at that day ye shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that I'll pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because ye have loved me and have believed that I came out from God." God wants to hear and answer prayer, but my friends, It has to come from the heart of one who loves Christ, is in fellowship with Christ, and who's obeying Christ. You trying to cash somebody else's check that wasn't made to you.